This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1021, Wicked Weather Answers for IELTS Speaking Part 1.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Weather is certainly a common IELTS topic, but can you talk about it the same as in the real world? No! Hear how natives expand on these part one answers and still sound excited to talk about a boring topic. Hey Aubrey, what's the weather like where you are today?
Oh, it's actually really hot. It's almost 100 degrees.
Get out. Wait, are you serious right now?
I'm serious. Yeah. This is the time in Arizona where we're like, we're not ready. It's too hot already. And the pool's still cold because it'll cool down at night. So it's like cold to get in the pool, too hot to be outside. It's kind of the worst of both worlds.
It's okay. So it is not almost 100 degrees here because I'm in Portland, Oregon. And this is a tricky time of year, guys. We are going to give you sample answers for speaking part one questions about the weather today. So do pay attention to this beginning conversation because this is exactly stuff you should say on the exam, right? Native, natural, genuine, honest, authentic answers. Okay, so anyway, tricky time in Portland. It is so... I look outside, right? My window is before me as I'm speaking to you, and it is sunny, and it looks gorgeous, but it is deceptive. The world is deceiving me because it looks all great, and then I walk outside, and it's still cold, and you still need, like, layers. Portland, stop tricking me.
We have the opposite problems because I'm like, it looks like it'll be all right outside, and I go outside, and I'm, oh, it's so hot. No, not
we need to switch places for like a week. Oh my God, wouldn't that house be swap. So fun to house swap? Yeah.
I am up for that anytime. As soon as COVID's over, let's do a direct swap. Totally. But you have to keep all my kids because you need the space here. Trade kids, trade lives, trade. Like the wife swap show was so weird. Did you ever watch that?
No, but I heard about it. Yes,
so strange.
I love this so much. Okay, you're gonna come here, play with James. Enjoy having one
I'll
child.
Walk your dogs.
Yes, walk the. Oh my God, this is so okay. We gotta.
I love
do this.
It. It's happening.
We gotta make this happen. This is gonna be our post-vaccine celebration.
Yes.
Okay. Let's make it happen.
Done. We'll post about it on social media. So you guys can enjoy with us.
Okay. So guys, weather. Now, this is a very common speaking part one topic, you guys. And I feel like it seems like it should be easy superficially because this is something we talk about all the time in the real world, right? But think about it, guys. Like, how often do you actually speak for a while with details regarding the weather? Like, we don't.
No.
Right? Like, in daily conversation, it's just like, it's too hot. It's too cold.
It's nice out. It's ugly out. That's it.
Right? So you can't do that on IELTS, guys. So we're going to show you how to expand and give impressive weather answers today. So let's get to it. Oh, wait. Let's not get to it. Guys, allearsenglish.com/myscore. If you are going to take IELTS soon, make sure you're not going to waste your money, right? Find out what you would get now so you don't throw away your money by taking the exam when you're not ready. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. We made this quiz for you guys. You get an estimated IELTS band score and free resources based on that score. So it's personalized, it's free, it's awesome. allearsenglish.com/myscore. Okay. Aubrey, I'm going to ask you first.
Okay. I am ready.
All right, guys, this is also being recorded for YouTube. So do check out our YouTube channel, guys, IELTS Energy TV. Okay. We sort of covered this, but let's see how Small talk is different than IELTS talk. Okay, question number one. Aubrey, what's the weather like where you live now?
Unfortunately, this time of year is so difficult in Arizona because it's starting to get hot already and we have to listen to all of our friends in other parts of the world talk about how it's still cool or even cold. It might be snowing up north and we're already feeling the summer heat. And it's such a long summer here in Arizona that we're preparing for it. You know it's coming, but you're never ready. You're like, it's April. It should still be cool out. I should be able to step outside and feel the brisk air on my skin. I should be able to wear a sweater and boots still. But no, we're already in swimsuits and short sleeves, and we have a long haul. We have 6 months of heat coming, so it just feels like summer is going to be interminable now.
So much great vocabulary, guys. Oh my gosh. And yeah, like this is a great example of how IELTS is not like real life. And if you treat it like real life, you're going to get a band six, right? That answer was fantastic. So interminable, great adjective, kind of tough to say. It's just like unbearable and long, right?
Yeah, never ending.
Yeah. And also, guys, I want you to listen to our answers today a few times and think about the pronunciation, because this is also something we help students with a lot in our personal coach classes. It's like, guys, you can't sound the same in part one and part three, right? So that was expressive. There was passion. There was emotion. And you're just talking about the weather, right? So it's like you have to be an actor on the test if you're going to impress the examiner for that pronunciation.
Yeah, because something like weather, you can see it sort of lends itself to speak in a monotone where it's totally like, weather. You still have to be expressive and interesting. Yeah. You can't sound like a student. You can't use that monotone if you're going to get a 7 or higher for pronunciation. So you have to have that interesting intonation, even if it's a boring topic like the weather.
I know. And guys, we 100% guarantee that you will be asked about boring topics. Okay?
Right?
Like, there's no way around that. But you can't sound bored. You have to sound interesting. Oh, this reminds me. I just had a class yesterday with a student who I've been working with for about a month. We've had numerous classes, and I was comparing her results yesterday on the speaking mock test to what we did a month ago. She raised her score by a whole band point.
Yes.
Yesterday, guys, like, I was awesome. So excited. It's not like her grammar got better, right? Because these are things we can't improve. The main difference, guys, yesterday, she enjoyed speaking English. She
was
having fun speaking. And that brought up the fluency score. That brought up the pronunciation score. It's like, it's not even like a specific language skill that we like memorized and improved. Like, she's just had fun and it changed the score. It's awesome. Okay.
Oh, yes. That's awesome, right? If you have confidence, if you're enjoying yourself, it's so much easier to sound native, use that slang. If not, if you're totally stressed and really think, then it's hard to throw that in, especially in a natural way. It's a
for
really good
sure.
Point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love it. I was so excited. Shout out to Helen. Okay.
Nice job, Helen. Okay. I have a question for you. Are you ready?
Yep.
What score would you get if you took the IELTS exam today? You might be able to make a guess, but you should know. And we have created a way for you to do that. A short 2-minute quiz that gives you your estimated band score, so you don't waste any time on the wrong materials, not knowing what you would score and where you should start. So check it out today, allearsenglish.com/myscore. You'll also get free resources at your level. So you've got nothing to lose. Go today and get your estimated band score. Okay, what's your favorite kind of weather?
Okay, this is kind of ridiculous, and you might not believe me, but it's actually rain. Now, two reasons why you might not believe me. One, because I do still complain about the rain sometimes. And two, because nobody's favorite weather is the rain. The thing I love about the rain is it takes pressure off me. Isn't that silly? Because I do feel pressure when it's sunny to be outside and enjoy it. It's like I feel like I'm not living up to my responsibility of being a human if I'm not enjoying the sunshine. Because it is sort of rare here to have beautiful days. And it's like, as soon as it's sunny outside, Portlanders just like jump in their Subaru Outbacks and, you know, load up the kayak and the dog. This is these are all Portland stereotypes that are so true. And head to the river, right? But for me, it's like, I don't want to be told what to do. And this is like a weird problem with authority. And I feel like the world is telling me to go outside if it's sunny. And you know what? I don't have to do what you say, world. You're not the boss of me. So I know that's a weird look into my psyche, but that's why I don't like the sun and I like the rain.
Nice. Ooh, I love you threw in that word psyche at the end. Like your mental outlook on something. Definitely use that word, you guys. Psyche.
That's a fun word.
Yeah, and that expression to say, this is a good look into my psyche. You can use that for any answer. If you're just sharing your opinion about something, throw in that expression. This is an interesting look into my psyche, and then explain your opinion. Good one.
Love it. Okay,
and
guys.
Then really quick, I want to add to talk about stereotypes, you know, especially if you like can't think of a lot to say, share a stereotype about that. Be like, oh, well, the stereotype is, and describe what most people think about that. And then that's a good filler too. Totally. You'll have your answer by the time you're done explaining the stereotype.
For right? sure.
Yeah.
There's so much strategy into different filler phrases, guys, just to buy yourself time to think. And I mean, look, like these things come up naturally when Aubrey and I are speaking, right? And this shows you that this is something natives do. It is not something that will lower your fluency score. It is not something that makes you seem less native. In fact, it's the opposite. Natives use filler phrases constantly. Okay, guys, so definitely listen to today's episode a couple times. Come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. This is episode 1021. Aubrey will put today's questions in there, notes on our answers, and a couple extra questions for you to practice. So comment on the blog, guys. Share with us your weather answers. And remember, you could find out for free in 5 minutes what you would get on the IELTS exam if you took it right now. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore, and you get free resources. Like,
win-win.
There's nothing to lose. Yeah. Okay, guys. Aubrey, thank you. This was fun.
It was fun. Good answer.
All right. See you
tomorrow. See you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.